Soft Live is your show. We are kicking off hour number two right here, the Saturday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Anything goes, political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com where we have got live streaming. You want to listen live? We got a broadband stream. We got a dial-up stream. Everybody who's connected to the internet, virtually. Virtually everyone. Maybe not those people with the cell phone connections, but pretty much everybody else can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
I've got that cell phone connection, and I never even considered listening to Free Talk Live through it.
I don't, maybe it would work. I don't know. It's, someday in the future, it will work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if it will yet. But there you go, freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Well, this week, Manwich, was a hugely disappointing week in American history. A very, very sad the end of the week, specifically. I believe it was Thursday when the Supreme Court came down with just an atrocious ruling, completely anti-freedom, very pro-tyranny, pro-fascism. They basically said, 5-4 decision, the government can take your private property and offer you a pittance.
A pittance.
A fraction of the value of your, the actual market value of your home or business or whatever kind of property they're taking. Mm-hmm. And then they can transfer said private property over to some other private interest. In this case, it was Pfizer, the Pfizer company, and some other corporations that wanted to take some property from some owners in
London. Who's ever putting the money in the politician's pocket, you know?
Who's ever the palsy-walsies with the city commissioners or the county commission or the state? Any government at any level now has this freedom.
Now, I have an interesting article here where apparently a city in Texas, Freeport...
I saw that, too.
You saw that, too.
We'll come back to that, but I want to finish this Bannister thing, because this is the good news. The bad news was you have no property rights, according to the Supreme Court. Now, of course, if we all stand up and object to this, then something could change, and then we'll get to that in a little bit. But the good news is Joe Bannister, former IRS agent, was brought up on a variety of tax-dodging kind of charges and was found not guilty on every single one of them.
That's good news.
During this trial, they showed videotape of an interview of his former boss at the IRS. And his boss just gave him glowing accommodations. And he said that when asked if he could point to the law that required Joe Bannister to file tax returns, to even file tax returns, he couldn't do it. And this is a guy that used to work with the IRS for years. And he couldn't tell you the law? That's the one thing that the people who've been the tax freedom advocates out there, that's one of those questions. You might have heard, Manwich, in the past from some of our callers that they've sent the IRS 6 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those questions is, show me the law. Just show it to me. I want to follow the law. I want to be a law-abiding citizen. Please show me the law that requires me to pay income tax. And they don't get responses. So anyway, he was found not guilty. Here's some more details from his case. A highly interesting item of a technical nature was concerning the discussion on the subject of Rule 29 of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. At the conclusion of the government's presentation of their case, the defense moved for dismissal of all charges and effectively and persuasively convinced the judge that the government had failed to make its case. That is, it had failed to provide evidence to prove that its case matched the very charges against Bannister. It appeared that the judge was very tempted to dismiss, and might very well do so. However, he ultimately displayed his unwillingness to allow the government to be in the position of losing with no chance of appeal. So I guess that's what would have happened if he had dismissed the case at that point.
Right.
The judge knew that this was a very high-profile case with potentially serious adverse effects for the government should it lose. The government's case was astoundingly weak, and it was apparent that the proper thing to do was to dismiss the charges, but that didn't happen. The defense began arguing early Friday morning, played the Guarini deposition, which is his former boss,
right,
to start out with. The judge gave a 15-minute recess, and upon everyone's return, directed Mr. Dickstein, the defense attorney, to proceed. Mr. Dickstein shocked everyone by quietly announcing, "Your Honor, the defense rests." So all they did was play that videotape.
Huh.
The judge stared at him for several seconds as if speechless. Judge Shub said many interesting, perhaps curious things during the week. And actually, in some of these other tax freedom advocate cases that have come up around the country, the judges are usually just part of the game, just part of railroading these people into prison. But listen to some of these comments from this judge. Maybe this guy got really lucky on this this particular judge, but here's what he said. At one point during the week, he uttered, "This law is uncertain." Another time, he declared that no one who reads the Internal Revenue Code from cover to cover, that no one reads the Internal Revenue Code from cover to cover, and that anyone who claims to have done that should be in the nut house. When Attorney Dickstein softly suggested to the judge that he should not be so quick to believe that, implying that he has read the entire code, the judge retorted that anyone claiming to have read the code from cover to cover should be placed in an insane asylum. The judge, I like this guy, the judge, prone to temper tantrums and shouting when someone displeased him, all in all, was fair in the conduct of the trial, occasionally displaying a sense of humor. He saw two very skilled, well-prepared defense lawyers, and his disappointment in the performance of the government attorneys was apparent at certain times. Brilliant legal work by the law office of so-and-so, Robert Bernhoff, was also key in his acquittal. The trial lawyers...
So it was a jury that acquitted him, right?
That's correct.
See, now that's the problem, though.
Because
the government's going to bring this back up on appeal, and...
And it'll be a judge that looks
just
at it.
Just sitting in front of judges.
Maybe so. Seasoned well lawyer versed in criminal tax defense recognized the complete lack of evidence to support the government's case and wisely decided it would add nothing to have witnesses and Bannister testify. In any event, they felt that they were well positioned. And by the way, that there was another videotape that they played of Joe Bannister explaining what he learned as an IRS agent to the employees of this company that had stopped withholding.
Wow, they had the actual videotape of the incident?
Yeah.
Of the quote-unquote crime?
It was the government that actually had that tape as part of their evidence against him.
That would make sense.
Well, actually, according to the people who were watching the trial and saw this tape, the tape was overwhelmingly in favor of Bannister.
Wow.
I mean, it was him explaining himself. It was him explaining his career in the IRS and what led him to believe what he believes today.
Do you think that everybody here for the government was like, hey, let's mess this up so we don't have any taxes anymore?
Maybe. It could very well be. I'm certain the government was counting on the opportunity to bolster their weak case by being able to fish around with Mr. Bannister on the stand, but it didn't happen, and the two videotapes entered into evidence overwhelmingly portrayed Bannister as credible, honest, intelligent, sincere, honorable, and believable. Mr. Bannister's courtroom supporters were numerous. He enjoyed the comfort of many family members as well as supporters who traveled from as far away as Georgia and Florida. This is the West Coast case. Mr. Bannister and his family have felt the stress of Joe having to prepare for his defense and found great joy and relief at the news of his acquittal. Finally, his efforts to get the government to answer his concerns and questions about the income tax included several trips to the nation's capital, where he's often been accompanied by many others who hold similar views, including former IRS revenue agent Sherry Jackson and former IRS revenue officer John Turner. He's a plaintiff in a class action lawsuit which has been organized by Robert Schultz, founder of the We the People Foundation. And we've talked about them before.
Several times.
Yeah, several times. They're one of the biggest tax freedom advocates in the country, and they actually put together a protest. Actually, no, it wasn't a protest. It was a petition for redress of grievances. According to the First Amendment, we have the right to petition the federal government or our government just to get questions answered.
Right.
Just to understand. Please help me understand this law.
Mm-hmm.
You guys wrote this law. Help me understand how to abide by it.
Right.
Nobody.
They don't do that crap anymore.
Ever responds to them.
No.
And these guys aren't just...
They don't even know how, though. It's such an unused portion of the Constitution that I don't think these government agencies even have any idea how to respond. You know, they're bureaucratic and plotting and...
Everybody just goes around assuming that you have to pay income tax. But as it's pointed out here, apparently Joseph Bannister's not going to jail yet on this one. He was found not guilty.
What about the guy that he advised who stopped paying withholding?
There's nothing in here about him as to whether or not he's being brought up on charges. I don't know. That is an excellent question. 800-259-9231 if you know the answer. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to tie this into this decision on Mr. Bannister's case into the Supreme Court decision earlier this week. Make a suggestion as to how we can protest the Supreme Court's decision. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. We've got the bulletin board system for you. Check it out. We've got over 22,000 posts for you to surf around through, over 600 people interacting there, and it's free on top of all that. And we've actually opened it up so that you can read the BBS without actually having to log in. So you can go and check that out at freetalklive.com. As with everything else at freetalklive.com, it is on the house. So join us on the phones, 800-259-9231, talking about the Joe Bannister case. He's a former IRS agent, and he's a, I think he's like just a general expert on taxes. And he determined, from his own research, that you don't have to file taxes. You don't have to file tax returns. Because if you had to, that'd make you a slave, wouldn't it? I don't know if that's how he rationalized
There's
it.
There's a lot of people have been put in prison for not doing it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's how I rationalize. I don't know if that's how he puts it. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. Because if you're forced to do work, and I'm sorry, filling out your taxes, that's work.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time.
Yes.
And effort.
I hate doing it.
Yeah, I think most... Who likes it?
I hate it.
And the reason we do it is because, well, at some point, I know when I was a kid, I was 16, I got my first job. What's all this money being taken out of my paycheck? Well, that's taxes, son. Well, what do I? How do I get that money
and
back?
And it's inevitable, like death.
Yeah. And you should just accept it and do your tax return at the end of the year. And so that's when I learned how to do the 1040 EZ form at that point. And it wasn't that difficult because it was just one job. I was just 16. And
it's patriotic, son. When you pay your taxes, we can go invade other countries and kill those brown people.
No, thankfully my parents didn't say that to me. But it is just...
I didn't say that I was being Ruger. Yeah. I was just...
Luger.
Luger.
Anyway. I think that's how it happens. It's just everybody just assumes they have to pay. You're just told... I mean, look, they're taking taxes out of your paycheck. You must have to fill out all this paperwork at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? What, do we live in a society where we're supposed to be slaves? Because that is slavery. I don't care if you're being forced to work 1% of the time. Even if it's a 1% control, you're 1% a slave, and that means you're a slave. You should be able to say no, and apparently you can. Joe Bannister did.
Thank God.
And now he's been found not guilty. The Supreme Court said you don't have property rights, so that's
now,
the other bad thing.
The problem is if Joe Bannister's case makes it to the Supreme Court.
Well, the problem is with American people. The problem is the people need to wake up and key into the fact that this government is out of control. We have lost control of it. And in the Declaration of Independence, it says that we have the right to abolish it whenever we darn well choose. Because we created it.
If Thursday doesn't prove that the government's out of control, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, if you don't believe that the government is out of control, please call in. We want to hear from you. Maybe you could explain that to me. 800-259-9231. But yes, Thursday proved it, no doubt about it. So yeah, if the Supremes got a hold of this case, no doubt they would rule in favor of the government.
Absolutely.
And then Joe Bannister would be locked up in prison or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the fault is of the people for not paying attention for decades and decades and decades.
So what do we do?
The government does. Well, now's the time to act. We've had people make suggestions about what we could do in the case of property rights, and there's going to be a protest in New London, Connecticut, of some sort. I'm not sure how it's going to look. I know that we're working on it. We're talking to people that are up there, the homeowners, the Libertarian Party, potential protesters, people that want to stand in front of the government bulldozers on the day that they come to destroy these people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are willing to stand up at this point. We just need to spread this message, but also something that you can do if you are in California. And if you're on the West Coast, because we can't expect people from over there to come to New London, Connecticut.
Some will.
Some of them will. But as I pointed out yesterday, we're not going to know when the bulldozers are going to come. The government's not going. I don't think they're going to announce the date of destroying
people's homes. Will.
So therefore, the guys in California aren't going to be that much help.
It has to be the people in New London, in Connecticut, that can be on call.
Right. Massachusetts, Connecticut, the surrounding areas, they've
got to be there in a half an hour.
But everybody else in the country can do something, too.
Real Minutemen.
Yes. Everybody else, women. Everybody else in the country can protest this government, because it's your government, right? I mean, we created it back in the day, we, meaning our founding fathers, and according to the Declaration of Independence, we can bail out whenever we'd like to.
Alter or abolish it.
At this point, unless you think the government is doing something good with your money, do you think that? If you do, 800-259-9231. Unless you feel like you're getting your money's worth, unless you feel good about the Supreme Court decision, I suggest you stop withholding. If you're a business owner in this country, you just stop withholding income taxes from your employees. What are they going to do? Are they going to put everybody out of business and lock everybody up in jails? Just build a bunch of jails and just put everybody in jail?
So it's all legal now, though.
Is what legal?
It's legal to stop withholding.
It's always been legal to stop withholding. That's my suggestion. I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. But to suggest that you've had to withhold is to say you're a slave.
But this Bannister guy, he told that businessman that it was not illegal to do it. And he's just been found not guilty.
That's correct.
For saying that.
He's been found not guilty. I don't know the exact charges. I don't have them in front of me now that you mention it. But in the actual trial, they asked his former former boss at the IRS, somebody who should know, they asked him pointedly, can you point to the law that requires Joe Bannister to file an income tax return? And he said no. And people,
Thousands of people around this country have asked similar questions of their local IRS offices, of the federal IRS office, of various different politicians and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., asking virtually everyone that they possibly could to point to the law. No one ever responds. I'm not suggesting this is a giant conspiracy, but it sure is bizarre, this whole situation. And so I suggest that everybody who's concerned with this status of this country, the status of freedom in America, stop funding the thugs. Because if you stop paying the thugs off, they won't be able to buy any more ammunition to use against you. They won't be able to buy any more machine guns and uniforms to suit up some SWAT team members and come and raid your house. If they have no money coming in from you, of course they can always print more from the Federal Reserve, and that's a whole other issue. But if they have no money coming in from you, then it's a lot harder for them to do the things that they want to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
So stop. Now, the problem is, being the first, the problem is, if I had employees, I'd consider doing it, but I don't. We're all volunteers on this show. Businesses around the country, business owners, think about this. Are you happy with the government? Are you happy with the new Supreme Court decision that says that the government can take your private property and transfer it to any old other person that they want to, or any corporation that they want to? Does that please you? Because if it makes you as angry as it does me, and a lot of other people on this that listen to this show, because we asked specifically for callers that agreed with the Supreme Court, got nothing.
No.
I saw there was a poll on Lou Dobbs' website, one of those money guys on TV. 99% of respondents in that poll were against the Supreme Court decision. This is a rallying cry for America right now.
Yeah. A terrible thing has occurred.
Yeah. Your rights are being threatened. These are nothing more than thugs in robes, the Supreme Court. The government has devolved from what was originally intended to be a voluntary organization of men who were giving up some of their sovereignty in order to have so-called security that the state could provide, in order to have the protection of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But it's gone way, way farther than that now. And it's time for it to stop. Free Talk Live urges all business owners to stop withholding taxes from their employees' paychecks. Set your employees free. They'll love you for it. They really will. And if everybody does it, what are they going to do about it? It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help.
perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
the Saturday night edition. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still plenty of time for you to get on the phones. Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. Where you'll find that we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. We put them up on the web, and you can go look at them. And if you're a lady, we want to include you. So send us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you'd really like to help us out, then you can send us a validated picture of yourself. What's that mean, Melich?
That means that they hold up a picture that, or not a picture necessarily, but a sign that says, Free Talk Live, I love FTL. Manwich is a hunk, or Ian is a skinny little twerp.
Yeah, anything like that that references the show will get you into the exclusive
or the new section. Or the new favorite amongst all the Free Talk Live chronics is Fire Manwich.
Yes, indeed. So we're talking about. I just before we went away for just a moment there, I advocated that business owners all around the country just stop withholding, just stop sending anything to the IRS. You just keep going about your business like you should and just leave them alone.
So now, I pay taxes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not willing to stop because I'm scared of going to prison. And
that's
I've got a wife.
They've put people in prison before, absolutely. And that's why people. That's one of the reasons why people are so scared. But let me give you some reasons why you might want to consider. Here's the government you're supporting by paying your taxes, man.
I think, now you know. That I know what kind of horrible things the government's done.
Here's some examples of what they're doing to the very nice people that own property in New London, Connecticut. We talked to one of them last night. He gave us some examples. Here's some from PrisonPlanet.com. One of the other gentlemen, Mr. Christopharo, let's see, what's his first name? Michael Christopharo, one of the other property owners in New London, Connecticut. Here are some of the things they've been doing. The government has insulted them by offering them $60,000 instead of $215,000 for their home, which is what it's worth. Unannounced visits to Christopharo's elderly parents' home demanding that they sign a contract to hand over their property. Intimidating and harassing phone calls at all hours of the day. Parking bulldozers and wrecking balls outside of the houses, pointing at the property with threats of, "Your house is next." Revving the engines of the bulldozers outside the houses in the early morning hours. Christopharo's mother becoming distraught and suffering a heart attack after being served with condemnation papers that said that she no longer owned her property had 90 days to leave. A deathbed plea from a 93-year-old resident begging, "What about my house? What about my house?" The man had been living in his home for 80 years. The contractors would park construction vehicles on his property, make his house literally shake, and would, Waco-style, shine bright floodlights into his home as his wife, his blind wife, cowered in fear. A threat to charge residents back rent if they lost the case. The guy who we were on the phone with last night said that Mr. William Von Winkle suggested that after all of this was done, they were going to have to end up paying the government in order to take their houses from them. And here's how. The threat to charge residents with back rent if they lost the case. Effectively meaning the homeowners would have to pay the city to be kicked out of their own homes. According to William Von Winkle, he would owe the city about $200,000 in back rent. So wow. I guess the idea there being that they originally started this case back in 1997 when they first offered the homeowners the money for their houses, and the homeowners at first refused and then continued to refuse. So I guess the idea would be that the homeowners, if they lost the case today, 7 years later, or 8 years later, would then be owing the government 8 years of back rent because they'd still been living on the property.
That's ridiculous.
This is the government you're supporting with your taxes, man. When the Supreme Court decision was made on Thursday, the city had police cruisers and a fire truck casing the neighborhood because they feared the residents would riot. What were they planning on doing? Hosing us down?
Now, Scott got jammed my argument down my throat on the baby killers and from Vietnam and Iraq. You know, he jammed it down my throat by saying that I paid taxes in order to support this, so I am just as much of a baby killer as somebody who's in the military.
You're a baby killer by proxy.
Just like they would be. And, you know, like I was pointing fingers, and there were three of them pointing back at me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by that same logic, I'm not willing. I'm just not willing.
Understand. It's okay. Not everybody back in the revolutionary days had the courage to stand up, and clearly you don't. Real estate agents paid by the government to force
That's
residents...
That's so not fair. You don't have a job. This is your job.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm not reporting anything to them.
That's true. You're
not. Go to hell.
Well, yeah, but you're flying way, way under the radar.
I do a public radio show with international listenership.
And as do I.
I've seen government
agencies. But that's not the way government agencies work.
Uh-huh.
That when the paperwork goes in for my W-2 and I don't file the proper paperwork that comes out after that, that immediately sets off their little red flags.
I understand
you
that.
Saying, you know, my name's Ian and I don't pay taxes.
Look, I understand that. At some point in the future, I hope that something the government does makes you angry enough to stop. Real estate agents paid by the government to force residents to sign contracts to hand over their homes were on an $8,000 commission to get the signatures by any means possible. William Von Winkle's apartment tenants were forcibly evicted and locked out from their homes in the early morning hours during the winter with snow on the ground before the city even owned the property. Von Winkle had to break back into his own apartment block to prevent his tenants from freezing to death. Chris Afaro said 75 different families, mostly elderly and sick, were subject to this brutal torment. And that doesn't include the other story that the gentleman we were speaking with last night regaled us with, that one of the homes he was working on, they had under construction at the time, apparently the government gang decided to come through and just take all their construction materials one night. And various other different threats and things like that have gone on. These are thugs. These are nothing more than mafia. I mean, this is the legitimate mafia, the so-called legal mafia. They fly flags in front of their offices. And I think Americans, if you are sick and tired of this, and I understand, again, you're not ready, Manwich, it's okay, I totally understand that. You don't want your house taken, you don't want your life turned upside down. But I think eventually they're going to make you mad. Eventually something they do is going to really tee you off, man, which apparently it's not the fact that they can take your property now. Apparently that hasn't pushed you over the edge. I wonder what it's going to take, because we always ask on this show, what's it going to take to make Americans angry? Apparently you aren't angry enough yet, man, which you're still voluntarily funding. Actually, no, it's your boss that's doing it. It's your boss. He's withholding the taxes from your paycheck during the daytime. So what if your boss decided to take my advice? Well, take my suggestion and stop withholding. What would you do then?
What if
he wasn't 1099-ing you?
If a large amount of people did that at once,
uh-huh.
Then you would see that would just throw everything into chaos. I'd be willing to jump into the chaos,
okay.
But I don't know if I'm willing to lead the charge.
You don't want to take the first few steps, so somebody else out there is going to have to do it. 800-259-9231, because I've had enough with this, and I hope that you have as well. This is tyranny. This is America.
Now let's be clear. I've gotten the government on many, many, many occasions. I've been a commissioned employee for a long, long time, and I pay far, far less than I'm supposed to pay. But as to thumbing my nose and saying, come and get me, Uncle Sam, you big baby.
I'm looking for more business owners at this point. I'm not asking the little guys to do it. I'm asking the guys who really have something on the line to step up and stop reporting anything to the IRS. Are you a slave? Because that's what you... I mean, that's a suggestion there. If you're doing work for the IRS and not being compensated, calculating wages, calculating withholding, all that sort of stuff, if you're doing work for free, you a slave? 800-259-9231. We got Seth on the line. He wants to talk to us about New Hampshire. Find out what's going on up there. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, Free Talk Live, taking control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the site. Grab them up. They're on the house. You can, of course, sign up for the podcast as well. We've always given it away to you, and we'll always continue to do that. Don't forget to visit us and vote for the show over at vote.freetalklive.com. Our friends over at podcastalley.com have featured us this month, and we've gotten some really positive response from that.
Have we really?
Yeah, podcastalley.com. It's a great site, and right now we're ranked at number 5 in the world, thanks to all your help. So, go, freetalklive.com, and let's go to the phones, man. Let's talk to, wait a minute. Before we get to Seth, we need to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you know, if you're concerned about the whole your property rights being destroyed issue, you should look into the Free State Project. Call them up at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. With that, we will speak with Seth in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey man.
So today was the first full day of the Freedom Summit, which was happening in Manchester here. So we had people like Ron Paul.
Really?
Speaking.
How many people are in attendance at this? Where is this happening?
It was a good size event. It wasn't huge. I would say, let's see, there were probably about a dozen tables with three or four people per table there. So, I mean, for
40, 50 people.
It was for an event that was $175 to attend. That's a pretty good turnout.
I mean, not too shabby.
It's not a free event by any means. So.
Right.
But a good event. I actually was there for the morning session, and then we went basically across the street to a local restaurant. We had a big porcupine meeting. We had a dozen tables filled with people who've moved, people who live here, people who were part of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
We had tons of people who were in New Hampshire for the first time who are already seriously considering moving at this point, just from hearing what's going on.
Wow. Excellent.
And then, of course, I had to leave because I had a commitment to help somebody move into their place. They were moving from Massachusetts, and so there were a whole bunch of us that came to help them unload their moving truck and move into a new home in Concord, New Hampshire.
How many people were there to help out these?
15?
Can you imagine that, man? Can you imagine
the truck is just instantly unloaded with 15
people? It was almost empty by the time we got there. It was me and this other guy, Dave. We actually ended up getting stopped on the highway. Got a warning for backing up on the highway at one point around the toll booth, but we got there safely without a ticket. It was almost empty.
Wow. That's amazing, man. Anything else exciting going on up there?
Well, it's just been great. We got all the stuff going on. Of course, the Supreme Court is on everybody's lips. We're talking about eminent domain. Mm-hmm. There's stuff in the works I can't talk about.
Cool. Well, I'm sure you'll clue us in as it gets closer.
We are, of course, not ignoring this issue.
I'll bet.
Right on, Seth. I know you got something under wraps. You're one of those kind of guys that's always planning behind the scenes, so it's
absolutely
always interesting to hear from you. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to give you guys an update. We had so much going on today, and I know you guys love to hear updates from us.
We sure do, Seth.
Thank you,
exciting
Seth.
What's going on up there, because it's something that tempers the tyranny in the rest of this country. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Speaking of New Hampshire, let's go to Bill in New Hampshire, listening on WNTK-FM. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
I would like for us to call it the Union Cause. That's the traditional name for a cause where all the people can get behind, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, libertarian, Whig, wherever you're coming from, right wing, left wing. This is called a union cause.
A union cause. Okay. What exactly are you calling a union cause on?
The
Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court issue.
What do you want to do about it, Bill?
Well, what I want to do is get my band together and we'll just have a rally and keep going. I think this is a cause we should take to the street. It's not going to go away easily. The other thing I think that would be handy is to get the Supreme Court telephone numbers and let people know what they are and start calling those guys.
I've called bureaucracies before, and it's usually just a waste of time. When you call a bureaucracy, you get passed around. Somebody says, "Oh, okay, so and so will help you with that. Let me put you on hold."
A million calls they can't ignore. It'll
jam up their lines.
Yeah.
But every time the secretary picks up the phone, it's someone saying, "Hey, you know, we don't like it that the Constitution of the United States..."
I think it's a good thing to do.
I'm not going to shoot it down. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. But how do you feel about the idea about just business owners stop withholding income taxes?
You want to go to jail?
Will they put them all in jail, Bill?
What if
1,000 business owners around the country did that? What if 20,000 of them did it? Would they all get put in jail?
Well, they would pick off the celebrity calls, the celebrities that they wanted to make a...
I guess that would be the talk show hosts, huh?
Maybe so, but they didn't pick off...
You would be the Martha Stewart of the IRS.
But they didn't pick...
I think I'd look good in some stripes.
Oh, Halliburton's stealing billions. The lousy $35,000 she goes to jail for. Come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, actually, she went to jail for lying to a federal agent.
Don't lie about it. don't lie about it.
Right, yeah. She didn't even go to jail on the tax, on the industry charges.
No, 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 no. They don't get you for... Al Capone, he didn't go to jail for not being...
Hello?
Yeah, he did for selling liquor.
Right.
Nope.
And ripping people off and shooting people, he went to jail for not paying his taxes.
Yep.
Bill, great call, man. Anything else on your mind? Guess not.
No, this is a union cause. I think everyone should get behind.
Everybody should. Everybody who believes in freedom and liberty should. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Whatever it is that you can do, to fight this tyranny, do it. Stop sitting back and watching this happen. Stop watching your rights being stolen from you. This is your country. Take control of it. And take control of the phones at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the show, if you wanted to get on, now would be the time to make that call. 800-259-9231. We'll try and sneak you in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it 6 nights a week, so join us for every single moment, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com as well. We've been talking about just this out-of-control government tonight, talking about the Supreme Court decision from earlier this week that has decimated what remained of property rights in this country, has destroyed the Fifth Amendment, and destroyed more of your freedoms. And it's time to do something about it. And I had mentioned that our government is tyrannical and evil and horrible, and we gave some examples of some of the mean-spirited, just terrible things they're doing to the people of New London.
I think we say that simply because all governments are tyrannical. And,
yes.
You know,
and ours is no exception, apparently.
I don't know about evil at this point. I'm not willing to go with evil.
You said a couple days ago that
those
you thought
five
the Supreme
justices,
Court was evil.
Those five justices are evil.
Well, their evil's now going to be forced upon everybody else. As you mentioned, there's a story out of Texas that we didn't really have a chance to get to tonight where some local county board in Texas took that Supreme Court ruling and ran with it. They said,
yep.
Oh, boy, let's get the lawyers together and steal somebody's property.
The city of Freeport is confiscating a bunch of factories. Waterside property in order to build give the money to a marina company to build a marina.
Like the day after. The day after, they say, hey, here we go.
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock and roll. Start stealing property. Legitimize theft. That's all it is.
Yep.
And so this government that you're funding with your tax dollars, which I suggest you stop. Well, here's a more minor example of, you know, don't forget. I mean, sure, there's tyrannical and horrible things that they do with your money, but the rest of your money, they just waste it. Here's a great example of it. The Spirit of Justice. Yes, that's the statue that you'll find at the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. She appears, actually, I guess, normally where they speak in the Great Hall,
mm-hmm.
where they do the press conferences and that sort of thing. Well, the drapes, she had some drapes installed on her back in 2002 at a cost of $8,000. $8,000 to drape the Spirit of Justice. Now, why were they draping her?
Silly Ashcroft.
Because she had one of her breasts exposed. Part of the statue was that her arms are raised.
Thank God the Statue of Liberty doesn't have one of her breasts exposed.
Yeah, that would
have
been a lot more than $8,000.
It sure would have been a lot more.
The 12-foot...
Now, the statue on top of the Capitol building, she's got an exposed breast, I believe.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not a statue expert. But apparently, now that religious zealot John Ashcroft has left the office, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who I'm certainly not a fan of, he did face the question, would they stay or would they go? He regularly deflected the question, saying he had weightier issues before him. Paul Corsi, Assistant Attorney General for Administration, recommended the drapes be removed, and Gonzalez signed off on it quietly. Spokesman Kevin Madden said, while refusing to allow the Associated Press to photograph the statues on Friday. In the past, snagging a photo of the attorney...
They can't photograph it?
Well, in the past, snagging a photo of the Attorney General in front of the statues has been somewhat of a sport for photographers. And so there you go. So 3 years ago, at a cost of $8,000 taxpayer dollars, John Ashcroft ordered the statue's breast to be covered. And now, 3 years later, that entire $8,000, as though it wasn't completely flushed 3 years ago, has now totally been flushed because they got rid of the... They changed back to the way it used to be. And I'm fine with that, obviously. But I'm not fine with them wasting our money, which is something they do all the time. So stop giving it to them. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to come back Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this six nights a week. In the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com and help us spread this show to more MP3 players and more radio stations around the world. amp.freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold.